It was awful.
What way?
Just look at the replay. And then the fact that it was reviewed. It was awful. That's all I'm going to say about it.
It was like MG Jennings had the ball on the ground.
Yep.
How frustrating it is for you guys to come in here and fight the way you guys did and come back in the second half. And
yeah, we shouldn't have been in that position. I mean, would have been nice not to have a kicking ball on that two-point conversion to throw. But, still missed that one, but shouldn't have been in that position.
Is that what happened to give you a kicking ball?
Pretty sure.
Has that ever happened to you before?
Yeah.
Your team was just in there watching the replay on ESPN, and they were throwing towels at the TV screen. Pretty frustrated bunch of
people. Yeah, I mean, it sucks losing, and it's even worse when it goes that way, but we'll go home and get ready for New Orleans. Yeah, it's frustrating. Just seemed there was no it was crazy after the game. I mean, I saw Mike Silver on the field, and nobody had any idea what was going on. It seemed like at first, from my vantage point, the referee in the back, I saw him wave his arms over his head, which means he was calling a touchback. No idea how the other guy said touchdown, Golden Tate. On the replay, obviously takes his arm off whatever part of the ball he may or may not have had, and then they reviewed it and it upheld. So,
could you see any of the other officials whether they ruled the interception?
Couldn't.
Did you see the push from behind?
On the replay, yeah.
Anything else, guys?
You think a game like this might help settle this thing?
I don't know.
Could you talk about the first half of the game?
Yeah, it was frustrating. I mean, couldn't get in a rhythm. Had moved the ball okay, and then had, eight negative yardage plays there. So we had a better job in the second half and moved the ball better. Should have cashed in probably some more touchdowns and put our defense in a better situation because they played great.
Was the noise a factor in some of those sets?
Yeah, it was loud, but we knew that coming in, so that's no excuse for that.
Aaron, have you ever experienced a more bitter defeat?
No.
How long does this make the flight?
It's long already. I'll probably be fine by the time tomorrow hits.
Have you ever seen such mass chaos in the NFL before? I mean, everybody's looking around like nobody knew what was going on.
No.